I just blew in from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. No siree.
Hi, I'm Aoife. I'm from RTY, and today I'm here at Lauren O'Reilly, who got the lead part in our school musical, Calamity Jane. So Lauren, tell us, what is Calamity Jane about?
Calamity Jane is a Wild West themed musical, and it's set in like the 1870s. And, well, Calamity is like a tomboy, and she's trying to make her way in a man's world. And she, like, shoots, and she dresses like a man, and she fights. And so she sets off to get an actress in Chicago, and she brings back the wrong actress, and it kind of causes a lot of commotion in Deadwood City.
So, Lauren, why did you want to audition for this musical?
Well, I've always been involved, like, in singing and acting, and I do dancing as well. So I just naturally had an interest then. But I didn't think I'd actually get it.
And how did you feel when you got the cast as Calamity Jane?
Oh, I was so shocked, but like I was so happy. I was really excited, and I just started planning like straight away. Like
I'm preparing myself for the role.
What are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the rehearsals actually, and of course the show. We get to perform for 4 nights, which will be really good. And obviously we'll all have to work hard, but it'll be worth it in the end.
Has rehearsals started yet?
They start this week, actually, so I'm excited.
And when does the musical start? Like, when does it take place? Somewhere?
It takes place in the GAA Club in Selbridge, and it'll be on the 25th to the 28th of February in 2014.
What's your favourite thing about the character of Calamity?
Well, I love how she's so independent and she's never afraid to stand up for herself, even though she's living in a world where men are dominant and women aren't seen as important. So she makes her way and she isn't afraid.
And do you like the music in the musical? Would you say that you'd have a favourite song? Or?
Yeah, I love the music in the musical. Like, I couldn't pick a favourite song, but some of the famous ones would be The Deadwood Stage, The Black Hills of Dakota, and Secret Love in the Windy City. They're all really good songs.
And would you like to sing us a few bars of a song, please?
I just flew in from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. No siree. They got shacks up to 7 stories. Never see any morning glories, but a step from our doorway, we got them for free. They've got those minstrel shows, pretty ladies in the big chapeaus, private lawns, public parks, for the sake of civic virtue. They've got fountains there that squirt you. I just flew in from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. I'm telling you, boys, we got more life in Deadwood City than the whole of Illinois.
Thanks, Lauren and Aoife. And now I'm Melissa, here with Roisin, who has a part of Katie in the musical Calamity Jane. So, Roisin, can you tell us about the character of Katie?
Well, Katie is an absolute dreamer. She's loyal and sensitive, and she's very gentle and feminine.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had got the role of Katie?
I was really surprised. I wasn't expecting it. I actually didn't find out by reading the thing on the wall. Miss O'Reilly was walking down the corridor and she was smiling at me, and I asked her what she was smiling at me about, and she said, "Oh, you got the part," and then I ran up and saw it.
That's brilliant. And what are you most looking forward to?
The costumes.
Why did you audition for the musical in the first place?
Well, I was in third year when they did The Sound of Music, and I wanted to be on stage, but we weren't advised because we were doing our junior cert. So I was in the orchestra, so then this time around I thought, I'll be on stage.
And do you like the music in the show? And do you have a favourite song?
Yeah. My favourite song is "'Tis Harry I'm Planning to Marry."
And would you mind giving us a few lines of that song?
When you turn to the subject of Harry, that's a horse of a different safari. He can box like a fox, he's as dumb as an ox, but it's Harry I'm planning to marry.
Thanks, Roisin. That sounds brilliant. We can't wait to see you on stage. And don't forget, guys, to check out the Radio TY blog and iTunes podcast for more updates about the musical.